Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets with me and him. And in this week's episode we have
you're
the 1066 Country Trial Book.
You're reading a book. We are doing pets. Simple as. Pets. Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app and sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch.
So welcome back on this. Look, that's a
perfect still reading. Don't read and don't put it on the table. And don't put your bottle on the table.
I'll have to pick my bottle
makes
up.
Too much noise.
Look, this will be do no tapping noise. Oh. Oh. No, because that's look.
The tapping.
Someone's fell off their computer.
Oh, sorry about the interference. He'll edit it out later on.
No, I ain't.
Right, you are.
I ain't editing out.
So this is pets. This is about pets. It's like a we come up with the idea. It was in a mini spanner. Just said pets, and you said, "Oh no, that's a good episode. We'll have that as an episode." And also, Marty P in a mini spanner. I thought this on the way here. Had cats or dogs? So we've got animal mad.
We've got
the sheets are animal mad. We've got the skunk in one corner of the studio. We've got the python in the other corner of the studio, and an elephant in the room, which we won't talk about.
An elephant?
I don't know. It's an old saying.
Elephant's your kneecap at the
it's
moment.
I'm sure. Oh yeah, I'm injured.
For the next 3 weeks, everyone's going to hear about this.
I'm injured. Again,
it is swollen. I will give you credit. I know I'm taking a piss, but it is swollen.
Yeah, because it's a bad knee. It's a historic war wound flared up. I can drive the car to get here, though. So I'm here in person. Nothing else
does
matters.
It hurt sitting like that?
No. Sitting like that, it's fine. I'd rather it be elevated. I haven't moved off my sofa apart from to go for a bed or
why
to go for a
seat. Why don't you explain the knee? Because I'm also interested in what's wrong with it.
I don't know. Something happened when I was 19, which is like 26 years ago.
No, but what's wrong with it now?
Was swollen up, I don't know.
Yeah, but why is it? What, did you twist it?
I don't know. I went swimming. And then 2 days
really?
Later...
I know you said someone told you that swimming's worst thing for.
No, swimming's good for it. If you've got a weak knee... When I first injured it, when I was 19, part of the physio was go swimming because you're kicking your legs up and down, ain't you?
Oh, yeah.
But doing a breaststroke ain't. And because I was swimming in the shallow pool with Max, your legs are going outwards and 2 days later it was like... pop. I don't know, so that happened. I moved over in bed and I was like... ah! It was like something all down the side there. It's just a historic wound. Nobody knows what's up with it.
When it does that, how long does that normally last?
I don't know. It's been 6 years since I've had any trouble.
With the
aforementioned knee. 6 years
six
since
years.
I've never known what's been wrong with it. And now it's just a weak knee. Now I'm older, it's just a very weak knee. And every so often, it might flare up. But it hasn't for 6 years. I've lived a normal, healthy life.
But I remember when you jumped down that wall, you was like, me knee.
When was that?
In UTS.
Under the sheet. Yeah, I have to be careful. Don't get me wrong.
So you're constantly careful of
I'm
it?
I'm very careful of it. I won't do anything stupid. I don't go running or play football and things like that.
Because you know it could go at any minute.
Because it could go. But I live a normal life. I don't think about it for 6 years. And I can't strap it up or anything. So it's
that strap you bought ain't no good.
I bought a strap today, 30 quid. It's going straight back tomorrow.
Why?
Because it's shit. And the last time I injured the knee, the doctor was telling me about it. He said, worst thing you do, strap it up.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and I strapped it up today. 10 minutes later, it's coming off.
What, because it was hurting too much?
Oh, look at me. Look, sweating.
It's hot in here.
It's really hot.
I won't have no sweat.
If you had any pets, don't leave them locked in your car in this summer period.
That's the best tip, innit?
Not just dogs. If you've got your terrapin, taking him to the vet for a for a little eye check or something like that, because they get that red eye thing, don't they? If you've got that in the car, don't leave him in here. Boil. Yeah, if the weather's hot, and if it's freezing cold, it's going to turn to ice.
Yeah,
don't leave your pets in the car, dogs or terrapins. All animals are the same.
That counts for your house as well. You've got to crack a window a bit, but house is big, you say.
Well, don't leave your house locked in the car.
No, but you can still suffocate them left in...
Oh,
left
in the house. Home. Yeah, but it's
more
can
space.
Do you leave a window open then? Yeah. You've got a dog, haven't you? And you've got 19 cats.
I've got 3 cats.
3 cats and
dog.
A dog.
I've always had dog.
You've always had dog.
And since I've been with a missus, pretty much always had a...
Yeah, you just have to take
it. Right, the thing is with cats... they're so easy to look after.
Well, they're very independent in that.
Yeah, you literally, as long as you don't even...
We've done this in spanner.
To be honest, you don't have to feed a cat.
No, everyone listened to the story of Little in episode 3 or 4, whatever it was. We're going over old ground because you're talking about cats and dogs. We need to expand. But I grew up with dogs.
Expand the pets, how do we do that then?
Oh, well, I have a list.
Get your list now.
Well, I'll just say we had a dog, Mandy, Black Labrador, when I was little.
About
I don't really
Winston.
Remember her. Then we had Sid the Basset Hound, who used to piss everywhere. So my dad took him to someone in Bath, who lived in Bath, which is the other side of the country, told him that he was the best well-behaved dog he's ever had, and gave him a false name and address and phone number.
Did
and
he?
Drove off, yeah. Because he was a bastard. But I was only about 6, then it was 5. And then we got Winston, who was a Rottweiler, who was a little ball of fluff, who was just the best.
What happened to Winston?
Winston went... when my dad got remarried, Winston got re-owned. But I think he didn't last much longer, to be fair. He was 7 or 8 years old then. But we had him. No one knew what Rottweilers were then either.
Yeah, that's
he was so adorable. He was just the most gorgeous dog.
I do get very close to dogs.
Yeah, you can't help it, can you? Man's best friend. And we had a cat. We had a cat called Sevi. Severiano Ballesteros. That was Dad's favourite golfer. So was when he allowed my sister to buy me a kitten when I was about 12, something like that. Sister wanted to get me a kitten. He said only if I could name it. And even at the vets when they went to get him, have the old nuts done.
Oh yeah.
I think he had to put the full name in a cat, and he was like Severiano Ballesteros or something like that. Yeah. So we had a cat, and he was a psycho. Cat was lunatic.
Yeah, you do get some cats. So yeah. I've always
he got given away. We love giving a pet away. My ass.
Give a pet away.
He got given away. We'd had him about 5 years. He got given away.
Yeah, gets to that 5 year stage, and you're out with them.
Huh?
They got to go.
Yeah, exactly. And then my sister had, when I went and moved back with my sister, she had two Persian cats.
Both given away.
Rocky and Cleo. No, I don't know what happened to them. They got given away. there's a theme developing here. Pets giveaway. This episode's called Pets Giveaway, and it's not a freebie. Cleo and Rocky, they were lovely Persian cats, but they brought on my asthma because I had really bad hay fever and reacted to them. I was allergic, but they were gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. One was white and one was like a blue-grey colour Persian cat.
Ah.
Yeah, and that was lovely. But that was, and then I've had hamsters, two Russian hamsters and then the two little Rabrovskis, they're called, one of which killed himself. I think I've told that story.
He killed himself?
Yeah, one of the hamsters killed himself, yeah, committed suicide.
At what, jumped out the window?
No, he got his head stuck in the cage because he was sulking. Because he was in a little cage, not a big one that he was used to, like, separating instead of fighting. He got put in a little cage, sulked, put his head through the gap in the little squeezy bit of the bar.
I don't think he was thinking, I'm going to kill myself.
No, he's like, so the two cages are next to each other, and he's thinking, why is that bastard in that three-tier cage? And I'm in a little, you know, I mean, that little round thing that's more like a budgie cage. And he's thinking, why is he in there? And the one in the other cage never used to come out. Whereas this one used to run around like a nutter, and I didn't want him in the little cage, but we thought we'd make it fair. Said he ain't going to like it in there, and he didn't. He topped himself. Found him one morning, head stuck between thing, eyes popping out, solid as a bleeding rock. And I had to open the door, and I opened the door, he was like, body was still hanging. It was very sad.
Did I tell you the story? My boy had an hamster.
No.
And he had it, I don't know if he went a score, so it's something happened, but he said to me before, that hamster's not in the cage. Right. So it was like, so we spent a day looking for the hamster, nothing. He's got out.
Yeah.
His name was Drake.
Drake.
He got out. That day I was tidying his... I was putting... Forgot about the hamster.
Yeah.
In my head I thought at one stage, I'll go and have a look in his room for the hamster.
Yeah.
So I think I popped in his room to have a look. Looking around and I'm just looking around somewhere and I'm thinking to myself, I'm being watched here.
It was the hamster.
You know you can sense when someone's watching you.
Yeah, you do. You can.
I looked round and he had this little chest thing and there was a little hole underneath it. Looked through. Two little paws. Eyeball.
Did you catch him?
Yeah, but I was scared. I didn't want to pick him. I put a bin on top of him and, you know, the old book sliding underneath.
Yeah, I bet he'd done loads of little nugs.
Dropped it in.
Like a spider, like you do with a spider. I've done some research this afternoon on
strange... This is a good size book, no?
Strange pets. Yeah, so I did go in a bag, innit? Fit perfect. Some strange pets that you can have... Well, I don't know if you can.
He's done his own work today, the boy.
I've done my own work. I will say as well, before we go any further, over the last few times we've recorded, I haven't done any facts and figures... or jokes on my Twitter account that I've liked. I counted them up today.
Liked?
There's about 45 tweets.
Oh, you're
jokes
going through them.
I'm doing a lot in 1 minute.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to do it. That's coming up soon, listeners. Keep tuned in.
Can I go for a tonk when you do that?
Yeah, if you want. Right, pets. You can have a scorpion. Did you know that? You can have a scorpion as a pet. I don't know if you can have that.
Is this his country or in
the world? No, this is the world. Right, these are just things. I don't know if they were if it was a recommended site or what not to have. Right? Scorpion. Crocodile.
No,
and it had a little description, right? And it said, when they get bigger and fully grown, they're a bit harder to mate. Yeah. Some of these things... I didn't even look at the website. I just typed in weird pets.
But so you don't know what country?
No, it's just... They're just talking about animals in general. A hissing cockroach. Why would you have a hissing... Why would you even have a cockroach as a pet? Let alone one that hisses. The only thing that does my head in, any animal in the world, is cockroaches. Don't like them.
Oh,
yeah. I don't like horses very much, but that's different. If I was in that I'm a Celebrity... Get me out of here. And they say, oh, I don't like that. I don't like spiders. I'd be like, yeah, I don't like cockroaches. I can't.
But,
they make me feel
funny.
You
know what, on that, I'll tell you, this is all pet related. On that I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here thing, whatever you tell them you don't like, you're in a cage with that the next week.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably say I love
them. You're best saying, if you love spiders, you're best saying, I hate spiders. Because the next day you're in a cage with spiders.
Yeah, but who loves spiders? Does anyone love spiders? You can get a tarantula. Tarantula's on this, but I didn't write it down.
Yeah, but if you say, I hate cockroaches...
Yeah, they're going to put me in a cage with them,
of course they are.
You just say, oh, there's nothing phases me.
No, you don't want to say that because then they're giving you the beast.
So what do you say then? They'll say there's got to be a thing you don't like.
Butterfly. I can't look at a butterfly.
Yeah, but no one likes a moth though, do they? Really, let's be honest.
What's late? I ate ladybirds.
Do you? I had one land on me the other day.
No, but that's what you say to them. So
you're still in game mode. Yeah, ladybirds. Yeah, that'll do. But some of them bastards are poisonous. They are. Them ladybirds are.
But you think of something fluffy and nice.
Puppies. All right, puppies. I hate puppies, I mean.
Yeah, you say you like puppies. I put one there, you've got to eat that puppy like that.
Ah, that's cruel. They say that programme's called. In Japan,
they ain't allowed to eat dogs and stuff, ain't they? Dogs and cats and all sorts.
I don't know what they eat. I think they eat a dog in one of the Far Eastern, or it might be Korea.
It's one of
if we're
countries.
Offending one of those nations, we apologise. But I think they eat dog in one country, yeah.
I'm putting my money in Japan.
No, I think it's Korea.
All right. Well,
North or South,
I don't know. If you're in a Japanese, Korean or Chinese
fans... hissing cockroaches, I bet you any money. That street food's proper dodgy. You've seen that? It's just like a zoo. No. It's like a zoo with a...
Where's that?
In the street food in like Thailand.
Do you remember when like a new... No, what's next on the list?
When a new what?
Right. We leave that bit, I'll get back.
Right, next one. Tamandra, which is basically an anteater. You seen them with the long noses?
Yeah.
And they have massive long tongues. There's like glue on it, super glue in it. And they just stick their tongue in the old nest... Well, out come a thousand ants.
They do get a lot of time.
Why would you have one of them as a pet? Hard to maintain it. A flying squirrel. Why does that make me laugh, a flying squirrel?
Oh, that's the one.
The squirrels that fly, they jump off a tree and they can go about 45 metres. No, they've got like webbing under their armpits, isn't they?
Humans do that as well.
Yeah,
they?
They're basically, yeah.
Like anything, wingsuit.
A wingsuit, yeah. So basically it's a squirrel in a wingsuit. But why would you have one in your ass? Do you know what I mean? It's upstairs. I'm coming down the stairs.
Where's Frank? Here he comes.
Yeah.
Glided in the front room.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Bloody stupid. The only house you could have that in is our one that we built.
It'd be funny though, wouldn't it?
No. Right, this one is a freer. Mini donkey, pygmy goat and dwarf pig.
Yeah.
Basically, it's all them things, but they're little. Is that someone mucking around with DNA and all
this
that?
This is stuff like someone like Katie Price would have, mini donkey.
Yeah.
It's them sort of people
she'd
that
have
will
a pink
have...
One.
Kardashians, they would have a tiny little pig.
Yeah. You,
Michael
dwarf,
Jackson.
Dwarf pig, it's called.
Yeah.
Pygmy goat, mini donkey.
Yeah,
how have they evolved, though? That's messing around with the old GM
foods. Do you know messing around with? Do you keep seeing all these different plants and different veggies and all that? You know they've
purple carrots, purple potatoes and all that.
You know they've, like, have you seen them making these, like, perfect tangerines? So they're easy to peel. No
easy
peeping.
Peel, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know grapes as well? You hardly find one now with grape.
Yeah, they're all seedless, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, what, is that all genetically modified?
Yeah, they mess about with it.
But
that's what the bees do. The bees go to pollinate.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They just pollinate it.
Oh, they pollinate it scientifically rather in a lab rather than have a bee
with
do
a certain mixture. And it takes years of trials and all this. And they've got to grow the plant and all
is
that.
So purple sprouting broccoli isn't natural?
If that one ain't, I don't
why,
know.
But why would they say, right, what should we have this one? They're in the lab, right? Yeah. Right, we've got broccoli. We've got cauliflower. We've got potatoes. We've got peas. Let's make one of them purple.
Well,
who comes up with that idea?
No, they've probably got something. There's probably a purple something, and they've gone, we like the texture of that purple one. Oh. That broccoli, we like the taste of that one. So they've mixed them two together to try to do...
So they're sitting there one day now, they're all going to work tomorrow, right? Right, troubleshooting meeting, heads down. Right, we need to come up with a new fruit or veg.
I think that's how it comes. I think that's how it
straight
works.
Bananas.
That's what they were doing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They sit down.
Yeah.
But how do they know what ones work and what... Like, right, we're going to have... Red blueberries.
No, it ain't like what one works. They have these big like greenhouses.
Yeah.
Because I watched on telly, they have loads of them.
Yeah.
And then it's just all trial and error. And one of them said it can take 7 years before we know one's even worked.
So when something starts, because purple potatoes are quite prevalent now.
Are they quite new, are they?
Yeah, purple potatoes. So that's, as you say, 7 years ago, no one's new. But a year ago, they've gone, wallop, we'll have some of that.
We'll have some of that purple potato.
Because you have mashed potato on a plate, it looks a bit boring. You have it purple, everyone's like, hey.
What, the mash is purple?
Yeah, it's purple. They're purple potatoes, mate.
When did these come out?
It's what it says on the tin, mate.
I don't know.
On the tin? No, they're not out of a tin, are they? But... It does exactly what it says on the tin. You're in a supermarket. Oh, look, purple potatoes.
When did you
peel them? They're purple.
When did you have one?
I've seen them on the telly. I watch MasterChef all the time.
Yeah, have you seen one in a supermarket?
I've never really looked. You probably get them somewhere. Harrods.
I want to try that now.
Yeah, they probably don't taste any different. It's just fancy stuff. All the chefs and that are using them, ain't they? That's what it is. A lot of this GM stuff, they probably, when they get the first ones out the field, they're probably like, oh, let's send something to Gordon Ramsay, see if he can make something out of that.
Yeah, of course.
And all the chefs are like, hang on a minute. In that restaurant down the road that's got 3 Michelin stars, they got mash.
Purple.
We'll have purple mash.
We'll have purple mash.
Because we'll get 4 stars.
What's that other one they did? You know that purple... There's a red cabbage, isn't there?
It's red cabbage, yeah.
Red cabbage. I cooked that once. I left it so long. When I was pulling it on the plate, it was blue.
It goes. That goes purple. It's like blueberries, though. Ain't blue, are they? They're purple. That's when you true. Squeeze a blueberry, it's purple. I don't know where it gets its name from.
I think it matters. I don't think it's cared where it got its name. Mm-hmm. What's next on the list?
Skunk.
Oh, why would you have a skunk?
That's exactly what it said on the internet. Why would you have one? Because they stink.
Do they stink, though?
Yeah, they're potent. That's rotten.
No. But without it spraying its stuff...
Don't think they do without spraying its stuff. But why would you have one?
Imagine like you trip it up.
It's Johnny. Yeah, it's my skunk.
But don't you like when a dog's like messed itself in the night go down and you go, no, what
we
the
have, we have that? A, we have a dog at this moment in time and I don't know if she's nervous. We've had her stay with us for a month before and she was fine. She's staying for 2 weeks this time and she stinks. I don't know if she's a bit older and more nervous. I don't know. You're sitting there, you're like, my goodness. It's rotten. Absolutely rotten. She's at her foot tonight, the boy.
She's
been licking the old paw.
But you know when you go down and you go, who's messed up?
Yeah.
And the dog's sitting in the corner giving you the puppy dog eyes and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if you done it to the skunk. What's that?
That's what I'm saying. You walk around the park with it. And you don't get too close, mate, because he'll squirt you in the face. People you don't like, you're going to walk in there without them looking, open the door, let him squirt his stuff and then run out again. Be like a real-life stink.
Imagine.
I bet they're rotten.
What is the smell of a skunk, though, when it goes off? The smell, though?
Piss. No, it smells of piss.
Oh, it's like, oh, no, I thought it was egg or something.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just rotten and rancid. Nobody knows, but it's obviously there for a reason. It's some sort of defence mechanism, isn't it? Skunk, hippo, which we've seen on Cole Pilkington.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? He's sitting there and the hippo comes. On the Cole Pilkington thing, Idiot Abroad 2 or whatever it was.
Don't remember.
He goes to some random village in an Amazon forest. Walking in with a hippo sitting on the sofa.
Yeah,
and he comes. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. But they don't. Hippos kill more people than lions and all that.
Yeah, you do hear.
Because you see it on Naked and Afraid when they camp up near a big old river out in Africa. You see the hippos come walking through their camps. Then they're because they're territorial.
Yeah,
they're right protective over the.
But there's some animals that are made to be all like. Nice, like an hippo, you hungry hippo.
You've seen them jaws, mate, and how big they are.
The hippo would kill you in a bite.
Yeah, of course
it's the same as them seals. They're vicious.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, nasty bastards. Everyone says, oh, it's a seal. Give it a seal. No, he'll have your arm off.
You fall in the sea,
you're being eaten.
Of course you are.
Yeah, exactly. But they can be trained, can't they? I think they're a seal's brain capacity.
Well, all these trained animals I don't trust.
No, you say that, though, because rats have the same capacity as a dog. You can train it up. And I think seals are the same.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying all these, even a dog, I'm going to put a dog in this, a cat I'm putting in, then I'm going to put the big animals like the lions, the killer whales. You can train them up, but they've got that, well, you twist it the wrong way, that's having you.
I do think if you had a killer whale, which we've seen them all trained up and this, that, and the other, if you said, right, you're not working for us anymore, you're OTD, we're making you redundant to it, and he went back out to sea, he ain't going to think, shit, what am I going to do now? It's just revert back to nature, innit? You ain't going to see people and think, oh, come over here.
You see accidents in sea life centres all the time.
Oh, could you? Yeah, they happen all the time.
In all zoos,
there's a big old drama and documentary.
There's one every couple of weeks, isn't there?
I still haven't seen that main one. I can't. Blackfin or something. Was it
called? Yeah. There's all these things. But even with a dog, and even if you had a...
Any dog can turn at any time.
Yeah, and even a cat and that. If you piss them off too much, they'll have you.
Of course they will.
They'll have you.
Yeah, they're animals.
Yeah.
So at some point, we've domesticated them.
Of course we have.
And it just becomes modern practice, doesn't it, I suppose? Last one, I don't get this, and I think this was bigger when I was a kid.
Monkey.
No, stickings. Monkey was on this. Stickings.
Oh, stickings, yeah.
People keep them as pets.
Yeah,
they do. They're a bit freaky, though.
No, but that's something like the kid's gone to mum. Can we have a pet?
Yeah, but what...
And mum's just gone, get him a stickings.
If a kid picks up a sticking set, he's going to snap it.
No, you don't mean to play with them like pet them, are you, and sit on your lap with it? You just sit in a cage.
Do you know what they meant? They say that corn snakes are the best pet you can get a kid. But again, like what you say, snakes. One of the things on the list I didn't write down, a boa constrictor. Why are you going to have that as a pet?
I don't know what it is.
It's one of them big fucking snakes like an anaconda.
Was it?
It'd wrap around this room twice. So you're sitting down in the front room watching the telly. You've got a snake going around the wall instead of boulder on your wallpaper. You've got a snake.
Do you remember
instead
boulders?
Of dado rail, right? Yeah. Your dado rail's a snake, right? Going around the room and he's sitting there and you're watching the telly. You're getting a bit excited about the football and he thinks, I'm hungry, I'll have him.
He
ain't moved for a year. You're giving him a couple of dead mice here and there.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting all of a sudden, I can't breathe. What's he doing?
Well, I think you should have, if you're having a pet, that pet needs to bring something into your life.
Like what? What, the shopping?
Well, they need to do little jobs, don't
you've
they?
Got, you've got, you've got, a, it's got to entertain you, and it's got to love you. Right, but a dog's going to love you. Nothing else is.
A cat loves you like a dog, but they are affectionate. They can be affectionate.
Yeah, yeah. When they're fucking hungry.
Yeah. Well, but hungry. Cats can still be affectionate. You're going to have all these cat people after you. Know that. You know, cat people are crazy.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not saying I dislike cats.
But a dog.
I'm just allergic.
A dog, I think, is a little bit of security.
Yeah, I mean, they say the best burglar arm you can have is a dog, don't they? Someone comes in your house, any dog is going to bark.
Of course he is. Someone knocks on that
door. If you've got a dog, someone knocks on that door, it's going to bark. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, someone's popping your window, they're going to bark. There ain't no two ways about it.
Are you doing this list of 55
things? No, I was, because I said about the 55,000 things on Twitter that I haven't read out for ages. Or however many it was. But I'm sure I had some stuff on the old... Do you want me to play your song?
No, not some of the last ones, because some of the starred
messages. Oh, yeah, me restaurant mashup.
Huh?
Me restaurant mashup. I haven't mentioned that.
Come on,
feature. I don't know, this is going to be off the cuff, so...
New feature, off the cuff!
I was talking to...
Marty P.
On messaging, and he was saying he went for a carvery, which, for our American listeners, carvery is like a roast dinner. You go in... And they carve you off some meat, and then you can help yourself to vegetables and potatoes as much as you want. It's a pile up, it's superb, and it's reasonable.
Yes, yeah, it's
cheap. And I said to him, or he said, I'm going for an Indian, and then I said, I want to go for a carvery.
It's McDonald's, though, the carvery, isn't it?
Yes, it's same price. In America, it would be about $9.
Yeah, $9.
They're not $9. So, for some reason, he said he wanted Indian, and I wanted carvery. All right, we weren't even going anywhere. He was, but I weren't. And I said, why don't we have an Indian carvery?
Yeah.
So you'd go there. I mean, you can get Indian buffet, but you'd go there and you'd have a massive chicken, but it's chicken tikka roasted.
Got ya. Yeah, I was thinking how that's going to work.
And you can have it with roast potatoes.
And you could have your...
Or you could have Bombay potatoes.
You could have a lamb shish or whatever.
Yeah, you can have your lambs roasted off the bone, and it's lamb, it's in curry flavours.
You don't have a...
But reverse it. You go to the curry house.
You don't have a curry.
All right,
who
then?
Who don't like curry?
No, if you go... Reverse it. Go to a curry house, right? And someone said, I don't like curry. Because not everyone likes curry, do they? I don't like curry, I fancy a roast. So you go to the curry house, and they do you a roast chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be it.
A roast chicken from the curry house?
Yeah.
Nah, he's been talking stupid.
No. And what did I send you on a message? Because you couldn't stop thinking it. No, I said about sweet and sour kebab. So you go to the kebab house, I fancy Chinese. Here, son, have some sweet and sour sauce on that.
A muk kebab.
A muk kebab. So you'd have a McDonald's with... Imagine
a muk whopper.
But what if you went to kebab house and you wanted McDonald's? You'd have a burger.
No, but kebab houses do a burger.
What if you went to KFC and you fancied Indian?
A chicken tikka.
It's not going to work, is it?
Wrap.
Chicken tikka wrap. Yeah, it's not going to work, is it?
Everything would be chicken tikka, wouldn't it?
Indian carvery was good, but that's
about
it.
If you go to a Chinese, you ask for an Indian, they're kicking you out the door. They've got to be big. Chinese and Indian, they've got to be big rivals, haven't they?
Yeah, I would imagine in the culinary world. But why does... With Chinese, you get all these all-you-can-eat ones. You go in and you can just hit on it's about 15 nugs, and you can order as much as you want when you want. They try and steer you through it, don't they?
Of course
they try and they say, right, here's your hors d'oeuvres, and they give you a couple of bits of prawn toast, and they give you a bit of seaweed, and a couple of skewers of satay chicken, right, and maybe a couple of little spring rolls. And you're eating that, and you think, I'll have some more of that. And they go, yeah, we're bringing your duck out. Like, well, hold up, I want some more of them.
Oh, no,
and they go, this is not a buffet, this is an all-you-can-eat.
Well, you've got to order it.
You order it. So you go in, they sit down, they bring you hors d'oeuvres up before you even sit. And if you say, if you watch their faces, go in, we'll have to film it, right? You say, can we have another plate of them hors d'oeuvres? They go, I was going to bring you duck. You're like, no, I'll have it. And they go, you can hear them out in the kitchen. For fuck's sakes. They want more of them. We've got their duck waiting. I want them out. I've got another 8 people outside queuing.
So it's have what you want, but you've got
and so they steer. Then they steer you onto the duck.
Can we have some more duck?
Well, it's very filling. Well... I don't care how filling it is. Oh, good. But then what happens is they know what they're talking about because it gets to the main. So everyone's ordered because you're pissed by this point.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying, I want 3 beef stir fries and I want a sweet and sour chili. Everyone orders about 9 dishes. That you cannot move on the table. They're bringing the food
move.
Out.
You can't
and within
move.
2 minutes, it's all still sitting there because everyone's full up on the duck
of course they are.
And the hors d'oeuvres. So they know what they're doing.
You know,
everyone gets greedy.
When you go to them buffets, all you can eat is whatever, all of them sort of things.
The buffets are better.
The buffets are better, but there's a lot of food wasted.
Of course there is. I don't trust them then.
No, of course.
How long has that food been sitting there?
It's been sitting, right. Do you know...
And that's what I was going to say. There's a reason why Indian restaurants don't do an all-you-can-eat, as in you keep ordering and have
they
what you want.
They do them, but they're very rare.
Yeah, and there's not many Indians do a buffet. They do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot of Indians ran this way, and all over do buffet lunch on a Sunday. Or that some of them are still open all day, but most of them, it's like they're only open for like 3 hours.
But that's probably stuff left over from Friday and
Saturday. That's what I was going to say. Whatever's left over Friday and Saturday, they put in a great big pot.
Days of the week.
And they're like, let's charge everyone £6 to come in and have a buffet. They think they're having a pile up and they're eating all the shit leftover stuff.
Yeah.
We've
dug out a few
Chinese food is easy, quicker to cook though.
Let's show we're not biased. English, you can tell, and I can tell, when you've gone there, say you go home tonight and go, I might get fish chips or whatever. You're eating the chips, you can say, these are from the fucking afternoon.
Yeah, you can tell.
They've refried these.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's why Chinese food works so well in a buffet and all you can eat. Because they can cook it. You watch them cook Chinese food on the telly, mate. You do it properly, that's 3 minutes.
Yeah, oh, it ain't not.
It's three minutes. You sit them out in them kitchens. You don't half go for it.
Well, answer me this. Why can't, when you're at home, why can't you make an Indian or Chinese or even a fish and chips or burger? They're going to be nice, but they're never going to be like the restaurant.
I don't know. The only thing I ever done was that chicken curry. Watch it on YouTube. Chinese chicken curry.
Did that taste like...
It's exact.
Is it?
It's exact, mate, as a Chinese.
I still get to watch it.
It's exact. Watch the Indian... watch Val cooks... Watch no, Large YouTube. Man cooks Chinese chicken curry and on YouTube. And that taste is unbelievable.
Is it?
The taste of that curry, it's like, if you have a curry from the Chinese, getting back to restaurant mashups, it's different to an Indian curry.
You're not making that, are you, when we do
cooking with Vince? I'm not making that when we do cooking with Large Man, no.
No, not. I think it's got to be cooking with...
Cooking with Vince, yeah, Large Man's a bit of flop on YouTube, isn't
he? Yeah, he started well, he's flopped.
Let me see how many tweets, I mean, I'm going to read them out quick, they're going to be a mixture of facts and jokes.
Is this right? 54 of them?
There's loads of them. I was looking today and I thought, I ain't read none of these out for ages. I thought, I wonder if I've got anything in my likes.
What'd you start?
And I was I just clicked like, right? And then when I've read it out on it on here. Right, so let's see how many I can do. You ready? You listening or you reading a book?
In 3, 2, 1, go!
A jiffy is a unit of time for 1/100th of a second. Did you know there are so many corpses floating in China's Yellow River that many people become body fishers and make money by collecting the remains and selling them back to their families? That's number two. Number two, gone. How do you make a door laugh? You tickle its knob. Jean Calment is the world's longest living person. Born in France in 1875, she saw the Eiffel Tower being built, sold coloured pencils to Vincent van Gogh at 13, began fencing at 85, rode her bicycle at 100, appeared in a film at 114, was the subject of a documentary at 120, and died at 122. She also ate more than £2 of chocolate a week, drank lots of port wine, and smoked for 96 years. Unbelievable.
Who did?
I've got a game for next week's episode as well. Remind me to sell you. Next week's episode, a new game. In 2013, a feral pig in Australia stole 18 beers from campers, got drunk and started a fight with a cow. You see, on average, 7 psychopaths a day. I think I've read that one out before. If you open your eyes in a pitch black room, the colour you'll see is called Eigengrau.
Huh?
Sounds jerk. Eigengrau. I just slipped on the floor of the local library. I was in the non-friction section. then there was a few other things. Last one for now. On October the 14th, 1912, Teddy Roosevelt was shot mid-speech. Because the would-be assassin's arm was jostled, he missed Roosevelt's head and it hit him square in the chest. The bullet slowed by a 50-page copy of the president's speech and his steel glasses case didn't hit any major organs. So he just asked the audience to quiet down while he went ahead and spoke for another hour.
No!
Yeah, boy, there's the old bullet and the book and everything.
Wow.
1912, so he nearly got shot in the Swede, the boy.
Who was that, Roosevelt?
Ma is as selfless as I am, says the same thing backwards. Write it down. Ma is as selfless as I am, says the same thing backwards.
Ah.
Ma is as selfless as I am, for the slow writers, says the same thing backwards. Don't put the slow writers at the end of it, because it'll make no sense. Research has shown that men think about sex every 6 seconds.
You practice that.
He's here all week. I saw a guy in a pub last night carrying 12 pints of lager. I thought, cool, he can really hold his drink. No, do for them.
I'll
save some for next week. But I found a game for next week's episode.
Do you want to see 15 minutes for next week's episode?
15? 10? You're not having a tonk for that long. So that's pets, basically. We've read some pets out. We've told you about our pets. And if you don't like it, don't listen.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, it's a bit late, though, at the end of the episode, so don't listen.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. See you later. Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast episode.
Look, because it's
fine singing. Quick the time went.
I was looking at the pictures.
We haven't recorded for ages, that's why the time... The pictures, there's no pictures in there.
There is, there's quite a few.
Oh yeah, but only of where we're going. There's a game on here.
They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to wipe two random sheets. They live their lives on the road, just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet.